You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history. For a good percentage of you listening, you know exactly what that percussion sound is. For younger listeners raised on the plastic tapping of a computer keyboard or the soundless swiping of a touchscreen, maybe not so much. Of course, we're talking about the reliable analog typewriter. But did you know a Michigander from Macomb County is considered to be the father of the typewriter? To help celebrate this coming Saturday's National Typewriter Day, we welcome back State Archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey. Good to have you back, Mark.
Thank you so much.
So in the 1820s, a man named William Austin Burt moved from the East Coast to Macomb County. Before we talk about what he did, tell us, what was the state of type printing like in the early 19th century? I mean, we know Gutenberg invented the printing press in the mid-1400s, and then what happened?
Yeah, not a whole lot had changed in the technology because it was individual pieces of type that you would have to hand set to create words that you would then press onto a platen. And they had improved how quickly you could do that, but they hadn't really gotten around the fact that you had to hand set these individual pieces of movable type. So Burt was really ahead of his time because up to this point, there was no personal devices for typewriting or writing with typed characters. It was all individual handset metal type, and you needed a big printing press to do that. In addition to movable type, there was also processes like intaglio where you could create a mirror image of something that was handwritten and print from that as well. So it wasn't all just movable type, but it was very, very intensive work.
So here we go to the 1820s, this creative guy, William Austin Burt, looking for a better way. What did William come up with?
He came up with this personal typing machine called the typographer, and Burt's an interesting guy. He didn't have a lot of formal education and served in the War of 1812 and wound up becoming a deputy surveyor general, did lots of extensive surveying work, but he was really an inventor at heart and was looking for ways to improve processes. I think maybe, you know, the surveyors at that time, everything was handwritten, whether it was in the field or you'd come back from your surveying and you have to rewrite your notes. So maybe that, I'm postulating, maybe that inspired him to look for a way to do this more efficiently. Again, while the printing press had been around for hundreds of years and thousands of years, if you include the Chinese printing, which we should, there was no easy way for an individual to type something out or, you know, other than handwriting. And Burt set out to change that.
So what did he come up with? What did this typographer look like?
So it's not like the current typewriter that we know today. It was basically a dial and punch apparatus where you would select the letter and then press down on a lever to make the mark of the letter. So it didn't have the QWERTY keyboard that we're familiar with today, but it was the first device of its kind where you would select a letter and then press down and print on it and not have to move individual pieces of type.
And I'm looking at a picture, a replica of the typographer from 1893, and it kind of reminds me when I was a kid going into the dime store, you would almost do that same thing. You could punch your name on a little coin or something, and you would do that type
of process.
It
looks like a secret decoder machine.
Yeah, it really does. But he was able to make this work. Did he use it in his work?
Yeah, so we'll have up on the website the example of the first typewritten letter from this. He wrote a note to his wife, Phoebe, from New York, saying, hey, this is my first use of this typing machine. Please excuse the typos because there's all these people asking me questions about this machine as I'm typing this out to you. So it caused quite a stir. It was really early. You know, this is 1830. This is pretty early on. So it never went into mass production. It didn't become the household device that the typewriter became later on, but it was revolutionary.
And how was it that Burt eventually was recognized as here we'll do the air quotes here, father of the typewriter?
The patent was filed July 23rd, 1829, and it was known as the first typing device. And while others quickly followed up with different concepts in the following years, Burt was the first, and any subsequent inventions after Burt's were known as typographers, until the Scholes and Glidden typewriter premiered in 1874. That's when we start hearing the word typewriter. So everything up to that point was based on Burt's invention. And it wasn't until Remington started mass producing them in the late 19th century that typewriters stuck for good. So it's really just a matter of he was the first, and he was known as the father of the typewriter.
And we ought to note here that the typewriter or the typographer was not the only thing Burt invented, was it?
It was not. He had a couple really amazing ones. One that was used widely, and the other that was maybe more remarkable but was never used on a large scale. The first was the solar compass that he had developed for his surveying work, which, especially in the iron ore districts, a magnetic compass wasn't very useful. The dial would just spin because of the magnetic field created by the big ore deposits. And so his solar compass completely bypassed that issue and was used all the way into the 20th century until GPS was invented. So that was a pretty amazing one. His other invention that he's noted for is the nautical equatorial sextant, which was a navigational device that with one observation, it could read a ship's azimuth, altitude, time, location, and declination, which has to do with equatorial position. So I don't even understand that one.
But he sure was smart.
Yeah, he sure was smart.
And I see that when he was 16 years old, his dad sent him to school for 6 weeks total to learn science and mathematics. So
that's it.
Boy, wrap your mind around that. Was he recognized here in Michigan for all of his accomplishments?
Maybe not as widely as you would think, but there's a historical plaque near his home in Mount Vernon, Michigan. Burt Lake and Burt Township in Sheboygan County are named after him. He was really active in politics. He was a legislator, a circuit court judge, a territorial judge. Even though he said he wasn't really interested in politics, I think because of his notoriety and being the deputy surveyor general, that those things just went hand in hand. One of the last times he was recognized formally was in 1919. The National Shorthand Association honored him as the inventor of the first writing machine.
And I know he died in 1858. So
yeah, he moved to Detroit and then passed in 1858.
Well, he certainly made a difference whether or not he's known. I think a lot of Michiganders will say, oh yeah, Burt Lake, been there. Now we know who it's named after.
Yeah, if you're going to the bridge, you drive right by the exit. You know, also, if people are interested in typewriting history, there's a great documentary put up by Tom Hanks called American Typewriter. I don't think they mention Burt, though. I'd have to watch it again, but I don't know if they mention him.
Tom Hanks, one of America's great, passionate advocates of the typewriter, I must say. That is very much one of his loves, including Hank's Writer, which is an app he developed for iPads that lets you type in font and sounds and clicks, so it feels like you're typing.
That seems like you're cheating.
There you go, Hank's Writer. Anyway, the next time you sit down in front of a keyboard, stop for a moment and recognize it. Without the inventive mind of this Michigander, William Austin Burt, what you type on may have developed very differently. State Archivist with the Michigan History Center, Mark Harvey, thank you so much for introducing us to the father of the typewriter, William Austin Burt, and have a happy National Typewriter Day this Saturday.
Same to you. Keep typing.